Gesundheit. Where'd that come from, by the way? Gesundheit.
Gesundheit, sir.
That's sort of a German thing, is it not?
Sounds like it.
Sounds like Barfignugan. Gesundheit. Right.
Yeah? Farfignugan. That's pretty close to it yesterday.
Isn't that a new Fig Newton?
A Farfignugan?
Yeah. It sounds like it, doesn't it?
All right, so we have the Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air for the 28th of December. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
Yay.
A lot of people will be celebrating New Year's over the weekend. A number of emails directed at Jennifer.
Uh-oh,
yesterday.
What did I do?
Well, I think it had something to do with your discussion between you and Jennifer. You and Roberta, the discussion of gas.
That was a couple of days ago. Yes,
no, and it was yesterday. Wasn't it yesterday?
No, it was two days ago.
Was it really?
Yes, boss.
It
yes.
seems like yesterday.
Yes, it does.
It's my favorite topic we've done on the show in a long time, though. It's hard hitting, man. Hard hitting news.
It was hard hitting. I actually got some nice email from people. I got the last 24 to 48 hours. Got a ton of email from people who were into what I was talking about regarding the cost of government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then there were people with just nice things to say. One of the listeners says, you really outdid yourself with your ability to put on a happy event on Christmas Day.
Hmm.
This lady's been hunkered under the covers. She listened to what she described, the joy that we offer. What a delight. Thanks with all of my heart. Isn't that sweet?
That is sweet.
We'll do the same thing live on New Year's Day. New Year's, we will be here. Jennifer, you'll be here?
No.
You won't be here. Listen
but
to
I'll
that.
But I'll be here
defiance.
With you in spirit.
No. I'm not going to be here. No.
That is not what I said.
Yes, it is. You said, no.
Oh, well.
You couldn't be in any worse shape on New Year's morning than you were on Christmas morning.
Oh, my gosh. You're
here.
Right. Oh,
so
I was so tired on Christmas morning. You're right.
No.
You're absolutely
right. All right,
you're
so then you better get
right.
your butt in here.
Okay.
Right. See what a tough boss I am.
I had 2 hours on Christmas,
no.
and that's what I would have on New Year's.
Did you hear that, Roberta?
No.
I heard it. Yes, I did.
Right, so Roberta,
but I didn't mean it in a bad way.
No.
I like to be here with you on holidays.
I don't even know.
Holidays are the most fun.
McFadden, I think, is showing up on New Year's Day. Isn't
yes, I don't know if I am yet.
Ah! Really?
I may be out of town.
Okay, here's Kathy.
Get out of town.
Who said, would you please pass this along to Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
I've been a listener of this show for years. In regard to the flatulence, here's
nice.
The short story. For years when we were with my grandma, she would pass through the area where we were sitting. We called it Grandma's putting. Because
putting?
She would putt as she walked by us rather quickly. But now I can pass on to my other family members, it was actually crop dusting.
Crop dusting.
This is exactly what she was doing. Jennifer has the correct term. Good Lord.
I have to tell you, I got a copy of that email yesterday, and it made me laugh out loud. It's so funny.
Yeah.
We actually, on our Facebook page, Dougie, we haven't checked in there yet today.
No, but let's do that right now while
we got a little
it.
Feedback on the farting topic as well. Yeah. Flatulence, I guess, is the PC way to
you know
say
what,
it.
You know
right?
I'm not even, can I tell you something? I'm really not comfortable using that word on the air. I would
flatulence
much rather we
or farting?
No, farting. I think
why?
Flatulence is, because it just makes me uncomfortable.
All right, well, let's just use gas. And this comes from the man who has more gas than anybody I've ever met before. But
you're talking about me.
Maybe. And we never even sit together. It's the noises I hear off the
air. You haven't heard Roberta. Obviously, you've not
heard Roberta. Oh, I've heard Roberta, too. I've heard both of you. I've never heard Rich.
Well, Richie's sitting on a ball, so it's not likely that you know, the microphone doesn't. See, it's the better quality mic. The thing that makes this. This is really silly, but I'm telling you the real story behind the story from the radio perspective. The idea that you can hear some of these functions from us has to do with the quality of the microphones that we have.
Well, you have an excellent microphone,
I have a great
sir.
Microphone, and so does Roberta.
And so does Roberta.
That's what it is.
We'll just give it that. All right, so on our Facebook page, we had a couple of people talk about this gas issue as well. This was a big heart. I mean, I'm telling you, we got a lot of feedback on
Meredith
this.
Meredith was so upset she turned the radio off. She said, this is disgusting.
Oh, everybody does it. I hate to say it. You know.
There's a kid's book called Everybody Farts.
That's right. I've seen it. Okay, so Scott Pearson said, fifth grade. Miss Hawes class, 1963, the year Kennedy was shot, is how I remember.
Yeah, great.
Jim B., that's what we're going to call him to protect him. Jim B. was an uncontrollable farter. His desk was slid all the way to the back into the side of the classroom.
The teacher sent him back there because of that?
Yes. The
really?
Whole class he trumpeted while sitting on a wooden chair. After a while, we didn't even notice anymore. He never even batted an eye. Sure. Pretty tough kid now that I think about it. Yeah. They moved him to the back of the class because he was pooting all the time.
Man, you think you'd get away with that today? Somebody would be suing somebody. Oh, by the way, can I tell you something very quickly?
Yes, we have one more, though, when you're done.
I wandered through. Yeah, I had an hour and a half yesterday afternoon after Megan's lunch and before I had to go somewhere else. So I went to the movie theater on the promenade. Mm-hmm. And I really wasn't excited about seeing the movie with Bette Midler and Billy Crystal, both of whom I like individually.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Parental Guidance or something.
Right, I wanted
what
to see it.
What a piece of garbage.
Is it really bad?
Oh, it's just, they should both be ashamed of themselves. Marissa Tomei is in it, and it's even, all three of them should be ashamed being in the thing. It was awful. So I stayed there about 40 minutes. I walked across the theater into the movie with Paul Rudd.
This is 40.
Yeah. Worse.
No,
worse. Awful.
It
was terrible. I'm telling you, what a waste of time. Incredibly bad. Awful isn't the word for it. What an embarrassment.
Where'd you go see?
I left after that. I went and did some shopping. I bought a couple of things for, a couple of little Chotsky things for Meredith in the bookstore.
Have you seen Life of Pi? We saw it over
I tried to see it. I tried to get in to see it, but because I didn't pay, I didn't have glasses, so I couldn't really make out.
Because I didn't pay, I didn't have glasses, and I couldn't really make it out.
Well, I'm telling you, the truth.
You are absolutely crazy.
Okay.
I stuck into the theater and those darn tiny movies.
What's the other email you want us to hear before? We got to get to Roberta's Queen of Sheep Report.
All right. So our other Facebook friend.
We only have one? We only have two?
Well, yeah, we only have two. Juicelick said, since you guys are having such fun with farting, this is my granddaughter's reaction to a card I gave her that farted. So I'm going to send this to Michael, and I'm hoping that we can use the audio. This is Rochelle's card that she's reacting to this card, and it's very, very funny. So, Michael, I'm going to send this over to you so we can play it on the air. You're going to love it.
There we go.
Why do we need the card? We have Doug.
We do. We don't need it.
Where'd you come from? We started the hour well without you.
And you're going to finish it even better.
Anyway, it's probably a good thing you weren't here for some of this stuff in the last 3 or 4 minutes. Anyway, there's one other...
Don't blame me. Jen is the one who launches all this stuff.
I know.
This is response to our hard-hitting topic. It was it's just a response to email.
I didn't bring up the F-word, though.
We get emails.
Flatulence.
We decided we're not going to call it that anymore. We're going to call it flatulence.
Yes. I don't say that.
So here's an email from James Cook.
Hi, James.
Doug, please inform your sidekick... The one who's an expert on military insurance.
Who's that?
Because his second cousin is a Marine.
Yes.
That was you?
My cousin. Well, not my cousin, my nephew.
Not to relate on what POTUS 41 gets for medical insurance because of what he does not know about the military. Clearly, he needs to learn something before he opens his mouth.
Oh, so because my nephew has full coverage for the rest of his life for his time served.
Yeah.
You don't think the president gets that?
What's TRICARE?
I'm pretty sure I don't know.
What's TRICARE? TRICARE, this guy says he's retired, he's on TRICARE. I don't know what that is, frankly. I've not been in the military.
So no, he's right there. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know what it is either.
It's an assumption.
But you think the former president of the United States doesn't have every single ounce of coverage on him?
Let me tell you
something. Come on.
I drive by NIH enough in Bethesda to know that when they have 42 armed guards out there, that the president is there, and former presidents go there quite a bit.
Walter Reed, Bethesda, those places.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, George Bush, the father, who is a great guy, is not doing well. And that was the bottom line of the story.
But apparently his statement last night is, and this is classic George Bush, tell everybody to put their harps away.
Yeah.
Right. I love him. I love him.
Yeah. Not so for Norman Schwarzkopf, though, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
He's died. Didn't you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he died yesterday afternoon.
Storming Norman.
Storming only 78. The story at DougStefan.com, which Michael passed along to us. Thank you, Michael. Complications from pneumonia, which is basically what Bush the father has. It's that's, you know, most all of the stuff that we have will boil down to that. If you live long enough, everything else breaks down, and that starts breaking
when
down.
My dad had pneumonia when he was 66,
yeah,
something like that. Mm. Man, let me tell you something. That was scary.
Tough stuff.
It is
in
tough.
2 minutes, Roberta brings us today's Freebie Friday report, the Queen of Cheap, up next here on Good Day.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end-of-year clearance. Get unheard-of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first-quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now. So get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stefan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This holiday season, Chevy's giving more. Stop into your local Chevy dealer for great deals, like the EPA-estimated 42 MPG Highway Cruise Eco, or more seating in the roomy 8-passenger Traverse. So hurry in for great deals during Chevy's calendar year-end event.
What were those college softball players thinking, carrying their opponent around the bases after she was injured hitting the winning home run?
If you did the right thing, then you did win.
Sportsmanship.
Way to go, girl!
Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
She's the queen of cheap.
She is.
The diva of dumpster dive.
Yes, that's true as well.
It's Roberta Fessen.
So all of those three statements are correct. Roberta has her freebies for your fun Friday. Lots of great things after the holidays. Man, stuff on sale this week like you would not believe.
I tell you, it's better than Black Friday. It's just shopping right after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. It's just a fantastic time to go shopping. And if you are shopping, go to Walgreens, because if you spend $30 there, which is not hard to do in any of these drugstores, you get a free sample beauty box with all sorts of stuff in it. It's a little complicated. You got to go there, spend the $30, get the register printout, and then there's a PIN code on it, and then you got to go online and enter the PIN code. So it's a little complex. But if you can do all that, you'll get the free beauty sample box, and you'll get $15 in coupon savings. It's good through Valentine's Day, or till supplies last.
Now, isn't that it? We're already going to be talking about, this is like Halloween, and then we're talking about Christmas.
I know, it's already
Valentine's. We went to the mall the day after Christmas, and we're amazed to see all of the Christmas decorations gone.
Really?
And in several stores, not Valentine's decorations, but pink boxes.
Yeah,
pink
Target's boxes. Already got their Valentine's Day cards out.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, if you want to lose this weight that you're putting on over the holidays, and Lord knows most of us have.
Not me.
Last night I had dinner at my friend George's house.
Yeah.
Man, after that, oof. What are we doing?
Atkins Free Quick Start Kit. Absolutely free. From Atkins, which is the high-protein diet. And actually,
right, give us one more good one.
And we got a free photo wall calendar from Vistaprint and Children's Advil, but buy one, get one free printable coupon, all at DougStefan.com in the Quinn and Chief section.
Check it out today, DougStefan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A tune as you could find.
Just geniuses.
Oh, my God, these guys. Can you imagine? This is another, for me, another way of proving there is a God. Actually, even though some of them didn't, I mean, they sort of played with God or the image of spirit and control. How in a confused, chaotic universe could four guys like this get together if there wasn't something
five.
In the universe? Well, okay, five guys. George Martin,
yeah.
Fifth one, yeah.
Yeah, you listen to these harmonies and that's all
yeah.
George Martin.
How these guys got together? Crank it up, Richie. Okay, so the Beatles had six albums that were at number one for three consecutive terms. In other words, when they were at the height of their popularity, mid to late 60s, anything that they touched, they cranked out stuff, went right to number one, and stayed there. And it wasn't the singles. It was the albums that would stay at number one for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks at a time. Well, not since that time till this year has there been anybody who has logged six or more weeks at number one with three consecutive albums until the advent of Taylor Swift. Man, this is a smart,
pretty amazing
kid. This is somebody
wow.
who's got it.
How old is she?
24. 23.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she
watched her story. It's very impressive.
How do you mean?
Well,
she started so young.
She started young. Her mother backed her, and she decided not to go with the big. She was with a big record company and left them because they were basically shelving
her. Yesterday, selling like a million albums without using the internet. Didn't we talk about that
yesterday? Oh, just this album, this Red, right? The most recent one, yeah.
It is the whole thing. I think it's fascinating, frankly, to see somebody who just kind of gets it So the story at DougStefan.com, she achieves the feat. This new album is called Red. On top of the Billboard and the radio info lists. Let's see. Sixth week at number one. Fearless was on the number one position at 11 weeks, I think. And then the one before that, Speak Now, was on the number one position for 6 weeks in a row. The Beatles, from January of 65 to Abbey Road in 69, had the other, they were the ones who had that that record.
You know what makes her kind of special is she's not the world's best singer, but she is a singer-songwriter. She writes her own music.
Right,
I mean, just
she's
a guitar.
This is great stories.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she, you're right. And she does her own stories.
Yeah.
You're right.
So, Richie, the Kingston Trio spent six or more weeks on top with four straight studio albums in 1959 and 1960.
Really?
And Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass
did
the same thing. With three straight studio albums, 1965 and 1966. So Taylor Swift is the first female artist to ever get to this point. So there's something. And imagine what her future was like.
With Madonna and all that stuff. That's,
yep. And the way
that's amazing that she's been able to do that.
How she can, you know, in essence, not really control the music world, but she can control her own world. Yeah, here we are.
Music from the Match Game?
No, this is
Herb Albert, too, on the taxi.
Right.
But this,
I used to call him
the Match Game.
I was a disc jockey. No, no, it sounds like Match Game. I was a disc jockey when this stuff was popular. I used to call him the Teeny Weeny Brass. Herbie Albert and the Teeny Weeny Brass on Good Day.
Bah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end of year clearance. Get unheard of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now, so get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
Quietus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GCN.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You'd be.
Did you ever date a prom queen?
Nah, Roberta's too muffy. Nobody would.
Yeah, no. She wouldn't have voted. Yeah.
Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program.
I thought you were a prom queen.
Me? Yeah. All right. I was the shyest kid in school.
Talking to you, Richie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I definitely wasn't. Are you kidding me? Prom queen?
No, the quietest kid in school.
You know what? If I walked back into high school right now, though, I would be the prom queen. I wouldn't leave till I got it.
I hear that's what you're saying. You know, I would think you would be the prom queen.
Coming up, a visit with Andrea Metcalf.
I want that crown.
12 days of fitness on the air. I must
and
tell you about...
And as well.
All right, calm down, will you please?
And your little dog, too.
Yesterday afternoon, I had the pleasure of talking to one of our affiliates in Roseburg, Oregon. Did a half-hour interview, and one of the things the gentleman, Kyle is his name, Kyle Bailey, asked me about Roberta. Want to know how long Roberta had been on the program, how I met Roberta, how did she get on the program. We were talking about all the people that are on with me,
right?
But it came down to Roberta. And
always
I said,
comes down to me.
But it did.
Of course.
I told her about your relationships with other well-known hosts in the morning and how, for whatever the reason, you couldn't hack being called the various things you were by Imus. And so somehow or other, she
can't imagine why
ended up here. And so I said we became fast friends. And I treated her with respect and dignity because that's what she deserves.
That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, boss.
He only forgets on some days, Roberta.
I think I'm guessing
usually
it was
Monday to Friday.
Right.
It was 21 or 22 years ago when all of this got started with you, anyway.
I think so, yeah.
And Jennifer, it astounds me, Richie, when I think that she's been here 6 years plus.
7 years in March.
Yeah.
Woo!
Is that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy. Yeah. So you were like 25 when you get started here, 26, right?
Yes, that's exactly how old I was. No, I was like 28. Age 9, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. Yeah, I was 29.
Running out of fingers, Jen?
We're all growing old together.
Right. But we have a long way to go. Speaking of growing old together, Andrea Metcalf is our fitness guru, and she's been trying to help us stay in shape. I was very bad yesterday, Andrea. I had some kind of a lentil stew at my friend George's house.
What's wrong with that? That's fine.
But there was a lot of bread on the table.
Oh, okay.
So the bread.
Do you like how he doesn't fess up? Eat it.
And then
we never put bread on the table.
There was chocolate cake and pie.
You love sweets too.
For dessert. Chocolate cake and pie.
Is your favorite.
Yeah, this is really, this is bad. I walked out of that play, and I've been very good. And he said to me, George hadn't seen me for a while. I said, you look different. I said, I lost some weight. And then we were looking at what we'd eaten.
He said, not anymore.
I know it gets spoiled a bit. All right, so Andrea, it's your job to bring us out of this malaise. We've had the 12 days of fitness. We haven't really been particularly consistent, but what else is new here? We're trying to get people at least to focus on the idea. And I gave out the wrong website yesterday because I keep forgetting what it is. So it's fitness what? Fitness?
Fit Studio.
Fit Studio. That's it.
FitStudio.com. Brought to you by Sears.
All right. Okay. So there are like hundreds of exercises you can choose there, as I recall. But we have chosen 12. And I don't know, the 12 that we had before Christmas don't have to be duplicated. You can give us 12 different ones from now until the end of next week. That's okay, right?
We can do that.
Yeah. Whatever.
I gave you a new one yesterday.
You said what?
I said I gave you a new one yesterday.
Yes, you did. And if we're lucky, we'll be able to make it through the first four or five sentences before we lose whatever I connected with.
This segment is brought to you by Progresso Soup. You know how they answer the cans?
She actually sounded much better yesterday. I don't want to ask what's going on. All right, so give us today's fitness. This is something we'll work it through a couple of times just so people have it ingrained in their mind. What do you want us to do fitness-wise today?
Walking lunges.
Ooh, these are good.
Those are really good.
Good for your quads.
Yeah.
Right? But you ought to have weight, not just your own weight. You ought to be carrying weights when you do this, right?
Well, no, you can just do your own body weight, or you can put a backpack on, or you can carry a small child, or you can do these on the treadmill again. Just go really slow, step down, make sure that you keep good posture, like you're balancing a book on your head.
All right, you got to do a better job explaining how it works on a treadmill, because I can't visualize how this would work on a treadmill if the treadmill is moving.
You just go faster.
You want the treadmill at the lowest possible speed, so like around 1.5 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And you just step forward as you're holding onto the side handle. There's usually a handle on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Put your hands on there, and you just step, go down into the lunge. Swing your leg through, step, go down into the lunge.
Mm.
So it's a different way to use a treadmill is what I'm trying to get you guys to think out of the box.
I understand.
But then it's also a great way to get some strength training and cardio in at the same time.
But the beauty of this exercise, Andrea, is that you can do it anywhere. When you're walking down the hall from the bedrooms to the kitchen or the living room to the kitchen, and you have 30 feet that you're walking or 40 feet, you just do it. You extend your front foot out, you straighten your back leg, and you go down, bend your knee as far as you can on that front leg and go down as low as you can. Then lift up that back leg and go forward and repeat. And, if you walk around the house all day long and you do this 8-10 times a day as you walk back and forth,
your family will think you've lost your mind, but you'll have great rear end.
Great quads and a great butt.
There you go. All right. So that's the advice.
Look at mine. I do this all the time.
Yeah, I've watched yours. I'm always watching your butt.
In more ways than one.
I'm sure you're jealous.
Uh-huh.
Look, actually has a very nice butt.
Yeah, but I got a man's butt.
What does he have? A woman's butt?
And you don't think I have a man's butt?
Andrea, why are we talking about this?
I just love it because I know he thinks he's got that's his best attribute.
What do you mean? I think I have. I know. I have
like
a nice
your brain.
Butt.
Your brain is your best attribute.
Really? That may have been
something. I'm not saying much, but you know.
Later on. All right, so anyway, Andrea, you go
later
to.
Did the same.
To what's the website we go to again, Richie?
It's fitstudio.com.
Fitstudio.com. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Sears.
Yes.
All right, and you can win $150 if you participate in this. You got to find all the information out, though, with Andrea. You can go to AndreaMetcalf.com, or if you're really lazy, go to DougStefan.com. Look on the contributors section and see Andrea's picture. Click on that, and it'll bring you all the info that you need. Andrea is a blessing and a big help. Thank you, Andrea. Talk to you on Monday again. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person here on Good Day. All right, I'm a little late for a 2020 news quiz question, but I want to ask this. And so we're going to, I'm going to give you a couple of different alternatives for you to win a swell prize. And these are two things that are of interest and importance for varying reasons. One of them is about today. The other one goes back in history to one of the communities that we serve so well. So the first question is to identify Brian Schatz, S-C-H-A-T-Z. Why is Brian Schatz a new name in the news, one that people are talking about, and one that we're hearing about? Brian Schatz, S-C-H-A-T-Z. Who is he, and why are we talking about him? That's one news quiz question. The other one has to do with a fellow from Mount Vernon, Ohio. We heard they are on WMVO, the most popular station in the community. And the story that I want to get out of somebody from Mount Vernon is the story of William Finley Semple and why he is well known. And only somebody from Mount Vernon is going to be able to figure this out or probably know it off the top of their head. So we'll give you a swell prize if you're in Mount Vernon. You can tell us about William Finley Semple. What he did affects all of us, but he did it in Mount Vernon. And so that's why it is of value not only for the people in Mount Vernon, but also for people all around the country. What he did affected all of us in some way or another. It's one of those yikes things, Roberta. 800-510-8255. So we're looking, number one, to identify Brian Schatz and why he's in the news. So that's a 2020 News Quiz question. Again, a little late. Apologize, but it's no big deal. And then tell us, those of you who are in Mount Vernon, if you can figure out or remember who William Finley Semple is. He's one of your fair-haired sons from Mount Vernon, Ohio. What'd he do that affects all of us? 800-510-8255. There's television news from Jennifer, including Simon Cowell and his relationship to Britney Spears that's in the focus. Let me spend a moment or two helping you with your teeth. Power Swab, something we've been talking about here on this program the last 4 or 5 months, quite successfully apparently, because the folks there say they are very happy with your response to some of their special deals. What you need to know is that Power Swabs are the solution to yellow stained teeth. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes. You swab your teeth for 2 minutes, get rid of the coffee stains, the tea stains, the smoking stains, they disappear, poof, voila, gonzo. And because I'm reading some of the things from other dentists who are happy to chime in on how fast and easy this is and how you won't have a sensitivity like with the other things that you may have tried, the strips, but most notably those trays, you stick those things in your mouth for an hour, and when you take them off, wow, try eating something cold then, you'll go right through the roof. None of that stuff, none of that foolishness. It's not a bleach whitener. It's a special, natural sort of compound that cleans up bonding, teeth that are bonded in veneers and caps and crowns. So here's what you do. Let's get to the bottom line here. 800-865-7602. Call them now. Mention Doug Stefan. You'll get a free one-month supply of Power Swabs. 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to really go to town and whiten your smile in 5 minutes. It's 800-865-7602. Get it now, risk-free. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stefan, you get a free month. 800-865-7602.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end of year clearance. Get unheard of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now, so get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
When something terrible happens, we all want to make sure it never happens again. So we make new rules. But we often fail to look at the proposed solution through the lens of liberty. If we did, we would realize that such regulations threaten even more important principles. This maze of regulations saps our ability to run businesses, hire people, use our own property as we wish, or just earn a decent living to support our families. But it's not too late to recapture the freedom we all cherish. Let's work together with our neighbors to cut these regulations in half and become a watchdog generation that acts to defend individual responsibility, freedom, and opportunity, and to pass them on to the next generation.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57
channels. All right, 13 before the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer, I'm not going to interrupt you. I'm going to leave it to you to talk about all the things that I could probably talk about.
But you're going to let me do it because you're so nice.
All right, the story at DougSteffen.com about Simon Cowell and Britney Spears. Let's start with that.
All right, let's start with that. Big changes over at The X Factor again. First of all, we know L.A. Reid is now out. He will not be back for season 3. And now, according to Us Weekly, Britney Spears will not be back either. They're not going to ask her back from the show. She's going to get the boot, according to insiders over at The X Factor. Producers wanted her for the long haul, but it isn't working. She makes too much money, and she's boring. $15 million she got for her first season. They wanted her to be crazy, and instead she's just been very standoffish and, you know, just says amazing.
So because she's not this crazy person that everybody thought she was, they're not going to have her
back.
Isn't
that sad?
Yes, I know.
Because she just did a good job and was professional.
Right.
Figure. Yeah. All right. Also in the news today, apparently people are a little upset with Matt Lauer. According to TMZ, Matt Lauer is freaked out because a lot of people have been confronting him on the streets of New York, upset over his part with Ann Curry in the Today Show firing. He said to be miserable over what he believes is an unfair tirade, and people are constantly coming up to him screaming things like, "You're a bad guy, and you got Ann fired."
Yep.
Does that make you happy? Driving him crazy.
All right, David Letterman.
David Letterman opened up about his friendship and also his feud with Jay Leno. He did this episode of Oprah's Next Chapter, which is going to air on January 6th. In it, he said that there's no rivalry with Letterman and Leno because of the Passover by The Tonight Show. He said, "Jay and I are friends. We were always friends before all of this happens. He has his way. He's an unusual fellow. I've never met anyone quite like Jay, and I will say, and I'm happy to say that I think he's the funniest guy I've ever known. Flat out, if you go see him do his nightclub act, the funniest, smartest, most wonderful observationist, very appealing as a comic." So
smart.
Nice words.
Because a lot of things appeared to... Letterman always came out on the short end of
the
stick.
Yeah, like,
right.
And he always looked like a negative Nelly. So that was really smart. Yeah. Also, if you're into pirating, ahoy, matey, not that kind of pirating, but stealing TV shows, you're most likely to steal... Right. HBO's Game of Thrones. Torrent Freak released the most pirated shows of 2012. On it, Game of Thrones was number one. And then doing the rest of the list, The Big Bang Theory was there with 3.2 million right. illegal downloads. Plus How I Met Your Mother, Breaking Bad, The Walking Dead, Homeland, House, Fringe, and Revolution.
Nobody here would steal anything off of Torrent, would we, Roberta?
Rich, let's get to these wouldn't. Callers. And I can't put them on the air from here.
Okay.
So let's do, there's one, I think most everybody's got the right answer by the guy from Mount Vernon. But what about the other name that I have thrown out? And give me Mount Vernon first.
Okay, here's Carol.
Carol, hi.
Hi.
Why is William Finley Semple important to those of you at Mount Vernon?
Because he invented chewing gum.
He did, in fact, yes.
I chewing love gum. Chewing gum.
Yes, yes. So give her a swell prize, Richie. Pure attitude. All right, who's got the right answer for the other guy's name?
Let's see here. Roger.
Roger, why do we know the other guy's name?
He's the new senator from Hawaii.
Give him a prize. That's correct. 51 after on Good Day.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Parsons from BestFares.com is here for this week's travel advice, a forecast, in fact, for winter and spring vacations. Traveling is not always what it seems to be. Actually, we ought to have a moment or two for these, 2,200 cancellations or something because of the weather on the East Coast. That's cleaned up. A lot of people will find their way home today, but tomorrow another storm will screw things up again. How do the airlines deal with that? And do they do it well? And how do you get fairly treated? Tom has some inside pointers on that. Plus, an example of how to use your head when looking for flight options. All that coming up here with Tom Parsons at BestFares.com in a moment.
Carter here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.E. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Okay, so first, an example of how to use your head. As many of you know, when I talk to Tom, I talk about my, I suppose, my connection, loyalty, if you will, to American Airlines, because I've been there for as long. I almost have almost 2 million miles with them, so the upgrades and the things that I want that I have to pay for pretty much bring me to them, and that's the whole idea behind those loyalty programs. However, once in a while, there's no good reason to do or stay with them, and probably you can say the same, Tom, for other legacy carriers. And the example I have is I'm going to drive the week after next to visit some stations down through where Richie is and into Texas, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going to fly Charlotte and me the rest of the way from Dallas to Los Angeles. So I first went to American. They have 10 flights a day between Dallas and Los Angeles. So I figured, okay, this is going to be good, easy, and cheap. And so when I looked at what they were going to charge me for a one-way from Dallas to Los Angeles, which is twice what I would pay to do a round trip from Boston to Los Angeles, I said, no, this isn't going to work. So we went to Virgin and managed to find not only more accommodating circumstances for half the price, but also they take the my status at American and they apply it so that I get the same benefits from them. I thought that was kind of interesting. Has that been going on for a while, or is that a good tip for somebody to
The airlines all hate each other, and therefore, if you're what they'll do is put you in some. Like, now, the one with Virgin is pretty simple, but like United, if you wanted to take your miles and or your status and say United, I want you to match it Apple with what I've got with American with United. They'll say, okay, we'll get you in this challenge. You've got 90 days. You fly 5,000 or 8,000 miles, and then we'll just extend your privileges throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So usually you have to call their frequent flyer desk. They're going to ask for proof, and you have to send them your most recent statement. And
which we did. We're bingo bango. Yeah.
But sometimes it takes 7 to 10 days to get to qualify. So,
But it's just an idea for those of you who are looking for options. Okay, what happens to people who are stuck today through the weekend because of the weather?
Well, I don't think a lot of people are going to get out. You said today they're going to clean up the mess. Today is Friday.
Normally it's a booked up day anyway.
It's one of the bad days. I know that last week when we had the problems in Chicago, some people, I can't remember what day it happened, but, they were told they would probably not be able to get on a plane for 3 to 4 days. Now, one of the things you got to remember when there's a winter storm, two things. If you live in Dallas and you're trying to go to Boston, you can't get there, and they told you have to wait until Monday, and you said, wait a minute, I got to be back on the 3rd. Why am I going up there for 2 days? Then that comes, and the airlines have canceled your flight. Then you got like carte blanche. You can do two things. They can interline you, or you can ask them for 100% of your money back.
Yeah.
However, if you're coming back home, you better call the airlines and get confirmed seat. I wouldn't spend an hour in the airport more than I have to get the confirmed seat, even though you may have to wait 2 or 3 days.
All right. There it is. Some good advice. Tom's very good at giving advice when it comes to that sort of thing. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG.
1-855-79-YOUNG.